some chunky boy. And the thing about being chunky is a lot of times people have advice for you on how you not to be chunky anymore. How you not to be chunky anymore. And I say, how? And they say, well, only eat when you're hungry. But the thing is, I'm always hungry. I'm hungry for laughter with this podcast. I'm hungry for love and affection from my friends and family. I'm hungry for food all the time that I want to put in my mouth and then chew around. And it makes me salivate as I think about it. I've got the Skittles on my mind that I was just eating. And when I chew them, I can feel the juice oozing both from them and from my salivary glands into my tongue, where I am moving around and I can get, you know, the different tastes, sensations on the front, back, and middle, and sides, and bottom of your tongue. And
see, a lot of people don't know about the taste buds on the bottom of your tongue, Michael.
No, if you never switch the food around on the bottom, you don't know that the tastes are there. And man, it just makes me want to eat more food when it tastes so good. And I'm hungry all the time, because even if my belly says, no, you don't need it, my tongue says, yes, you do. And that's why I'm a big boy.
That's also how Big Skittles came into power.
I said I was hungry for laughter. And here's the thing, my fat body is just a bit for this podcast because it allows me to make fat jokes. I am killing myself for you. Not you, Mark, but you, the greater Mark audience.
Well, like, as far as I'm concerned, this is just a conversation with my brother. This is not a podcast. I'm just talking to my friend Michael. However,
I'm sacrificing my body for the podcast.
Michael used to just do nothing but muscle ups and eat protein. He would just eat the powder. And then he said, I want to be dedicated to my craft of being funny.
I want to make people laugh. And guess what? A lot of fat people are funny, and a lot of funny people are fat.
And also, fat jokes are usually at least kind of funny.
And everyone likes self-deprecating humor. Well, what other way is there to be self-deprecating than, I'm a big fat boy and my belly wiggles when I walk. Let's watch. Also, I did eat a lot of Skittles before he came down
you
here.
You ate so many Skittles.
I was eating a lot of Skittles before he came down here. And yesterday, and the day before. I fall asleep eating Skittles this week, and that's only not a bit. It's real.
Oh, dang it.
So this is Life's What You Rate It, episode 5, I think.
I think it's, yeah, it's 5.
And this is the podcast where we rate everything in life from a scale from 1 to 10. Do I want to rate being fat? It sucks.
But what about the positives of jokes?
The positives are that I'm funnier when I'm fat. The positives are that in some ways I'm happier because I have the freedom to eat whatever I want, whenever I want, and I don't have to exercise, because if I do exercise, then I won't be fat anymore. The downsides are that I do feel like trash every minute of every day, and I'm slowly dying. Every minute of every day, the doctor said, you don't breathe when you sleep? Maybe you should lose weight. And I said, but I love my craft. I love my craft. And more importantly than my craft, I do love food.
Michael just looked into the doctor's eyes and said, it's for the people.
I said, this is for the people. It's a sacrificial thing. I love the food so much. I eat the food. It goes into my tongue. It goes into my belly. My belly says no, but my tongue says yes, and I have to listen to the people. The proverbial people who are my tongue. Who say, yes, keep going.
And also all of you listeners who think that he's funnier.
I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. Is that an eating disorder, or is it just me? Is it sad?
Like as, this is not a bit or a joke or anything. I really do honestly think that I don't know any human being who is just as big of a fan of his food as you are.
I love it.
You are.
I love food. When I go on
a food fan,
when
I
go on a diet, my wife can attest to the fact that when we do have like a date night where I cheat, I put the food in my mouth and my eyes go closed and I do tear sometimes a little bit, because food tastes so much better than not food. Eating tastes so much better than not eating. When I am on a diet, I have to take foods that I don't like, that have no calories, like a celery, and eat them constantly so I can constantly be doing the act of eating, because I like food so much that I'd rather eat crappy food than food that I don't know where I'm going with this. I'd rather eat crappy food than not eat anything at all.
Because you're just a fan of food and eating.
And here's the thing, and I've told this to people before, this is real life. I hate when I diet because I do feel better nearly immediately, and I hate the fact that I feel better because I know that I only feel better because I'm not eating as much as I want to eat. That makes me sad and also really TO'd. That I feel better when I'm doing better life choices. I want to feel better doing bad life choices. I want to eat Skittles in bed every night. I want to eat two tubs of ice cream. I want to eat Haagen-Dazs butter pecan ice cream every night. And that's the way I want to live my life. And I hate that I feel like trash all the time and don't sleep. I hate that I probably have sleep apnea. I hate that when I walk up the stairs, I do pant like a dog. But I do love those burgers. And I don't know if this is so much a comedy podcast as therapy for my food eating disorder.
Yeah, we never put a number on being fat.
It sucks. It's like a 4 out of 10.
Hey, it's better than it could be.
It could be a, but sometimes it's a 2 out of 10.
But also sometimes...
You don't know what it's like to be
but
fat.
But sometimes, dog, think about this. How much more food can you eat? So you eat a food and you say that's a good food. And then you can eat... You can fit so much more of that food in your belly that no, I can't fit in my belly.
Here's the truth. When I was skinny like you, I ate way more than I do now.
Dude, I also... I don't eat that much food. Like, no, I just don't get hungry.
But I... When I was your size, I just exercised all the more to push it off. I did eat way more than I do now. I was eating constantly, but I was skinny then. So, when I think about it, being fat sucks even more because I used to feel good and eat trash, and I didn't feel like trash. I felt good.
See, I don't feel very good, and I eat nothing but trash, but I have not put on weight. And I think it's because I try to work out and stuff, but I also only eat ramen noodles and popcorn.
And I'm bringing fat back to 2. Being fat might be a 2 out of 10.
All right.
But eating food when you want it, how you want it, whatever, 10 out of 10. It has to be a 10 out of 10. I love food so much. That's the reason that I'm fat is because I don't have any self-control over the food that I put in my body, nor the exercise regimen that I put my body on, which is, at this point, watching television, usually the Food Network.
Well, while eating that's some Haagen-Dazs butter pecan.
That's not a bit. I do mostly watch Food Network while laying in bed horizontally, shoving food into my gob.
No joke, though. Like, not as a joke. Most of the time when I come home, if you and Amanda are still up, you are usually watching Food Network or The Voice.
I haven't watched The Voice for a while. The thing about The Voice is...
Nobody cares about it at past auditions.
Is I really wish those people were actually going to make it somewhere, but you watch them and you're like, this person's not going to make it. Sorry. I guess I have to go watch Bobby Flay school some cooks again.
I have to go watch that.
The guy from Smash Mouth.
I got to go watch.
Drive cool cars, yeah, and eat food.
Smash Mouth on that Triple D.
Do you know how bad I want to be Guy Fieri?
The lead singer of Smash Mouth, Guy Fieri?
I want to be him so bad. He has the best job. He eats food for a living.
And he's in a ska band.
What if I could eat food for a living instead of for killing me? Or both. I guess it would do both if I were
probably,
fat. It
would probably do both still,
like,
yeah.
That's what happened to the... You ever heard of the show... Hear of the show Man vs. Food?
Yeah.
Did you know what happened to the dude? No. He got very overweight and... had to basically he switched the show around to where he was training other people how to eat the foods of the like places he was going, but it really didn't do very well. Because the truth is that if you just eat that much food and you don't exercise,
it's not good for you.
You get fat, and the older you get, the less you can be fat and it'd be okay. Like, I went to the doctor and I said, this is me, and I took off all my clothes and I sat there in the buff. And I said, this is me, tell me what's wrong. And he said...
but Michael's, he more screamed at the doctor. He didn't just say, this is me. He said, this is me, tell me what is wrong!
Tell me what's wrong with me! And he said, he took my blood from me.
Like a vampire. It was weird, actually.
He bit it from my neck, sucked it, and then spit it into a vial. And then he looked at the vial and said, this is what's wrong with you. you don't have high blood pressure, you don't have diabetes, you don't have any of these problems, you're just kind of overweight, and you'd probably feel better if you lost, like, even 15 pounds, you'd probably feel better. And I said, well, that's what I didn't want to hear. I wanted to hear that there was something wrong with me. You could give me medication, because medication is supposed to solve everything in this hectoring country of the United States of America. I thought we were the country that just medicated our problems away.
I mean, that's what I've been doing. I've been using that to deal with my anxiety and my ADD and my ADHD and my dyslexia.
What kind of meds do they give you for dyslexia?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny to say.
Oh, man, what if they could give me medicine? I mean, they could give me medicine, maybe not fat. It's called speed.
What is a medicine for dyslexia? Here's a pill that makes you not dumb and be able to spell. Go. What?
I don't think it's dumbness as, like, it's here's just, your you brain anything. Is broken.
It's just...
Mark's dyslexic. We can make fun of dyslexic people with love.
I mean, why not? This should be the most edgy episode. We're body shaming. We're talking about fatness and how it
is
sucks.
Is it body shaming when I'm just talking about my own problem? You are said, you body shaming me?
You said being fat is a 2 out of 10.
I said it sucks.
Yeah, I guarantee you that some person would be like, what would Nia Jax say? Is that her name?
Yeah.
What would she say? She seems fine with it.
It probably sucks for her. She feels like crap, maybe like me. I don't know. I never asked her, really.
You should tweet at her and be like, hey, yo, do you feel like trash all the time?
Nia Jax, professional WWE wrestler. I'd be like, do you feel like trash all the time? Because I do.
Just don't put any context on it. Just that. Send that tweet.
And maybe she'd be like, why do you feel like trash? And I said, because I'm fat, but also I have other problems. Like, maybe I eat to hide my sadness. Maybe I eat to hide my insecurities. Now I am just making fun of people with eating disorders, and I don't want to do that for the whole episode. But I do feel like trash because I'm fat. I do know why that is.
Did you bring anything for the table this week?
Yeah, I did, but it's kind of related.
Okay, I'm down. I've been busting a gut this whole time.
Alright, so here's the thing.
But not literally, because I'm not a fat boy.
What about sleep? This is the thing I brought to the table.
You never get enough?
How do we want
to
rate sleep? I never get enough, always waking up tired. Sleep, no, I never get enough. If I don't show up, I might get fired.
Might get fired.
Because here, I have a really love-hate relationship with sleep. Number one being that when you're sleeping, you cannot do nothing else.
That's true.
Like, we can dream. We do dream. And we have our brains constantly
working. I don't remember
my
dreams, though.
Sometimes I do. Very, 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 very rarely. But
I remembered 6 dreams, and 3 of them involve a lot of deaths.
Give me one. Not a death one.
Oh. One time... I got into a fist fight with my friend Randy, which is totally unrealistic because Randy would just freaking lay me out if he actually hit me. But,
Randall, you mean yeah, Randall, you bully?
Randall's, I mean, he's a super jock, I'm a nerd, contracts. But, at some point, I jumped and anime style, like, spun around him, like, in air, like, mid-kick, and then yeah. Actually went forward
air
to kick
dash,
him.
Yeah.
And then, like, we both, we essentially just had an anime fight on the deck at our parents' house. That was the whole dream. I just fought Randy. But we were, like, doing cool acrobatic air
stunts. Who won?
I don't remember. We were still fighting when I woke up.
Oh, man. What do we have to do to relive that dream?
I don't know. That was actually a dope dream, because I was kind of flying, dog.
But here's the thing. We can't choose what we're dreaming about, and we can't choose what to think about when we sleep. Like, what if I was like, dang, I have this problem at work. Let me sleep on it. Which is a thing that people say. That's just complete horse poop.
Which essentially means I don't want to answer you right now.
Yeah, let me sleep on it. Which sometimes that just means, like, I'm not thinking clearly. But what it should mean, what I wish it meant, was I'm going to go to sleep and let my brain process this one overnight. That way, when I wake up, I know the answer. Not because I feel better and I'm in a clearer sense of head, but because I literally thought about it for the, well, at this point in my life, approximately 2.5 hours that I slept. And after 2.5 hours of deep thought and rest, my body has come up with the answer for me, and here it is. And then you go, bleh. And the answer comes out.
But it's answer, not blah. It's just answer.
Well, you do blah, and then the answer comes out.
You literally vomit, and it's just paper.
No, it was burping.
Oh.
It was like a burp.
Oh, you burp and paper comes out.
Yeah. No, not paper. You thought about it in your sleep. You're not a printer.
I thought we were becoming printers also.
No. Man.
Maybe I grossly misunderstood the metaphor.
But you can't do anything when you sleep. Like, if you're hanging out with your friends.
Question, though.
Yeah.
Is that just because we're bad at sleep?
I don't know any... Well, like, as a race or, like, us?
As a race. maybe, like, that's, like, the next thing that we need, like, the next human breakthrough is that we can do that, and we just don't know.
If I could do that, what would I think about? Let's see. First, I would
think about how to be funnier for this podcast.
I would come up with a better thing for this podcast than sleep. Then, I would probably figure out how to eat more food without being more big or morbid, meaning I don't want to die.
Agreed.
But the other thing about sleep is it does make you feel better.
And also, it's like there's nothing more great than having the free time to take a very small nap and being kind of cranky. And you fall asleep and take that small nap, and then you wake up and you feel the perfect amount of rested, is one of the greatest feelings in the whole world.
But I don't have that feeling anymore.
I think it's just
that love and feeling. I've lost that love and feeling. You lost the love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But, like, here's the thing. It's just because you're an adult and have kids.
It's because I don't breathe when I sleep, actually. I've now developed this thing where I'm asleep. Hold on. I'm going to back up. That's how I sleep, I think. That's how I imagine it, because when I wake up, I am out of breath, my brain can't breathe, and I'm not... Oh, wait, I don't feel refreshed anymore. Now, the fact that I only do that for 2.5 hours a night comes from children. I have children, two of them.
Two of them.
One of them...
And neither one of them seems to be a big fan of sleep of late.
One of them definitely has rated sleep a 1 out of 10. My son hates it more than he hates his own sin, more than he hates starvation, more than he hates having a poopy diaper, he hates sleeping.
More than he hates feeling like trash because he's very sleep deprived.
Yes, he hates sleep so much. And the truth is that I love sleep right now, but it's one of those things, like, Toby Mac once told me, you never know what you got till it's gone. And, like, it's true.
Thanks, Mr. Toby.
I had a best friend, and I didn't know that I had one until they left me. This person...
I thought you were saying your best friend was you, and you left.
No, I can't leave myself. That's morbid.
That's what I was confused about.
No, I had a best friend and they left me all alone. And I didn't know they were there. I literally didn't know of their existence until they left. And that's the thing about sleep. You don't think about sleep at all until you can't do it anymore. I didn't know I slept. I would walk around, lay down in bed, wake up in the morning, and not be aware of the presence of sleep at all, really, until... Now I have children and they can't. My wife can't sleep. I can't sleep.
Now you want to sleep all the time.
Now all I think about is sleep and eat. Two things. We've already rated, I think, eating out of 10. Eating 10 out of 10.
Being fat, 2 out of 10. What is sleeping?
Sleeping? But I don't know because...
So like, here's the thing.
People say they'll sleep when they're dead.
It's definitely not just a 5.
People will say they sleep when they're dead. This is either a very high number or a very low number.
Is it both simultaneously? Is it both a 10 and a 1?
It's kind of a waste. Like, here's the thing. I don't know what doctors say about how long you should sleep.
You know what I do know?
But I'm sure it's between 2.5 hours and 14 hours.
I'm 100% sure that it's between 1 hour and 24.
It's between 2.5 hours and 14 hours. I'm just feeling that vibe from doctors.
Feels like a very doctor answer to give.
Do you think more people get more sleep or less sleep than they should?
I think more people get less, more sleep than they should.
So maybe I'm doing it right. Doing it right.
Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right.
I think maybe I am doing it right with doing it not enough. Maybe my son is the smart one.
So, no, here's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying there's probably a middle ground. Because, like, they say, like, you need between, like, I think it's, like, 6 and 8 hours a night. Which I feel like is kind of trash. Like, you don't need that much. You can just function on 4.
I feel pretty good on 6 when I breathe at night.
To be honest with you, like, I'm saying, like, that's too much. Like, you can get away with more and function pretty well. Like, I can, if I get on a regular sleep schedule, I can easily function at high capacity and not feel bad or, like, trash at all on 4 hours of sleep.
I think people think you're supposed to do 9.
Really?
9 o'clock. What if I went to bed at midnight and slept till 9? I would feel good.
I mean, yeah, but like...
I assume. I've never done it in years. You know when my daughter was born? 2.5 years ago. That's the last time I slept.
Ever.
Ever. Actually, once for my anniversary, I'm pretty sure we left my daughter with my parents and slept the whole time. I don't remember that trip at all. You think we, like, maybe did some romantic stuff, ate food? Because I do like to eat food, but no. We literally slept for 3 days.
We didn't even... Just 72 hours straight.
Yeah, 72 straight. I almost said 36 because I don't know how math works. Hours straight of sleeping. We woke up, left the hotel, and then we're kind of hungry because we slept for 3 days and then went and got food and then went home and picked our daughter up.
And it was it good? Did you enjoy the sleep? See, do you enjoy sleep or do you wake up and enjoy and have enjoyed the sleep?
When I was on my honeymoon... And this is the only time I can remember this ever happening in my entire lifetime, maybe, potentially. I remember my alarm going off and being happy about it. Because I slept for like 8 or 9 hours and literally had zero responsibilities that I had to do that day. I woke up, it was like, I woke up to my alarm, which at the time was a cover of the song Fix You by Coldplay. Try your best, but you don't succeed. And, like, it would slowly come on, and I remember just being, like the commercial freaking thing where you get up out of bed and you're like, oh, let's get up and eat some breakfast and then go to Disneyland. And that was dope. What do I have to do that again?
Not have kids.
I can't kill them.
I'm saying, I'm saying mom and dad probably didn't get that till I moved out, and now they experience that every day.
I think mom and dad are too old to sleep now.
There's an age gate on sleep.
No, most there does, because dad does the thing where he doesn't sleep anymore.
That is true. He sleeps some. No, that's not true. Dad just takes a million. Dad does the thing grandpa did, where they just take a lot of naps.
Because they can't sleep at night anymore.
But it's because they take so many naps during the day that they're not sleepy at nighttime.
Chicken and egg scenario to me. Are they taking naps because they can't sleep, or are they sleeping because they can't take naps? Or something like that. It's very late for my brain. It's Mother's Day tomorrow.
It is Mother's Day tomorrow.
I told my wife it's going to suck. I said, tomorrow's Mother's Day, and it is guaranteed to suck. Because, one...
Our adversary, the devil.
No, I said, one, you will not sleep. And two, you have two people actively working against making Mother's Day good. Well, number one, Satan. Number two, my son, Charles Michael. He hates sleep so much. And also...
He really, really, really likes to pinch your wife's neck.
He does. He just grabs her neck and...
I really just actually legitimately thinks it's the funniest thing in the whole world.
But sleep, though, is it... I'm leaning hard on good after this whole conversation. I'm glad that we... Sometimes this podcast is more of a therapy session for me and you as bros.
Much like Mr. Nf says, therapy session, you gotta talk about things and get real aggressive.
It took me a second. Nf. Yeah, I get your joke. I get your joke. There we go. Nf. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, you guys talk through it. Talk about your problems.
We gotta work
it out.
Do you have anything that you want to rate or talk about? Like, I felt like I've been talking this whole time.
I mean, like, how much are we using from the other stuff we've recorded?
None
of it.
It sucked butt.
Cool.
I mean, we could edit it, but I feel like... I feel okay about this.
I feel very okay about this, but that means I also have to think of something right now off the top of my dome.
Last week's episode was so bad, I was a little stage frighty. I felt a little stage fright, but I feel okay right now with you.
I feel very okay.
You've made me feel comfortable. You've brought forth an atmosphere where I feel comfortable sharing my feelings right now to you.
You've said a lot of very dumb things that have made me laugh very hard personally. I will share that.
And it was like therapy to me.
It was like a
therapy. This was my therapy session. So, is that the name of the album? Therapy.
Therapy session.
Yeah, there we go. I made a reference that's...
That was essentially the same reference I made earlier.
Did you say therapy too?
Yeah.
Oh, fart. Comedy's so hard.
Comedy's such a knack. So here's my thing. Hold on, let me find my phone. So I know that it's...
Did you, like, actually take notes?
Mother's Day, kind of. I know that it's Mother's Day. And...
I love moms.
Most people are going to be talking about... Oh, I mean, moms.
I love your mom so much. She's a wonderful lady.
I'm a big fan of your mom, Michael.
She's taken good care of me over the years. I'm married to a mom. She's very attractive to me. I don't want to bash on moms. We're not going to bash on moms, are we?
No, I'm not about to dunk on moms. No, I'm saying that you would think that I would talk about mom stuff. But instead, we have a dad in our life who over the years, I think, have said a lot of things that may not be unique to our father. But I think some of them are. But the first time that I heard these things, at the very least. And I want to talk about some of those things.
Can we rate them?
Yeah, and we're going to rate each saying that our father has given us. The first saying is the saying of Yobo.
So like 2009, 2010 period, the YOLO period of America, Drake had the song The Motto, and the Lonely Island did the YOLO song. And my father... What?
I said Lonely Island did do YOLO, and that was a good one.
Yeah. Adam Levine did the Lonely Island YOLO song.
And Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Back before he was as big as he is now. And, yeah, so YOLO was a thing. You only live once. It was a funny joke because people actually do live their life in a way where they say you only live once and then proceed to do something incredibly stupid. As if their life meant nothing.
And then it's funny because the song YOLO by Lonely Island says, no, we should be the most careful people ever because we only live once.
Yes. And so my dad, in a fit of...
Percocet.
Was it?
It was Percocet.
My dad has some back problems.
And had prescription narcotics that were 100% legal.
Yeah, legal. But narcotics, nonetheless, said Yobo.
Attempting to reference YOLO and be young.
You only...
Be once. I guess.
You obviously bleed out. That has to do with death. Your obesity belongs online. He was telling me to post a picture of myself.
Yellow obstacles bounce oddly. That's where my head's at.
Okay, Yobo. Honestly, I had forgotten about this. However, this is a relatively mundane one, I think.
However, we've talked about it several times since then, and it was one of the funniest things I'd ever heard in my whole life to that point, at least.
I'm still only giving it a 6.
It's a 6.
Dad can do better than that.
Now here's another one.
Alright, number 2.
This is one that I think is very, very good.
Yeah.
And I know I've heard a lot of other people talk about this. I've heard other people say this since then. But my father was the first time I ever heard the saying used, and it was more of blank than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah, dog.
I want to so, like, you know how, like, metaphors and things exist?
Yeah.
Like, where did this one come from? I don't, like, sometimes they kind of make a little bit of sense, but I've never seen so many of one thing that I thought, man, I can't even shake a stick at all of that thing.
Let me give you an example. I saw so much food I wanted to eat. It was so much. I could. No, hold on. Let me rephrase this because I'm bad. I saw more food than I could shake a stick at. What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I can shake a stick at a lot of food. Like,
dude, like.
I don't even know how to make this, like, joke Like, I don't know how to expound upon the joke to make it sound more ridiculous than it actually already sounds. Just
the same.
It's something that is more than you can shake a stick at.
Well, like, what does the act of shaking a stick at something actually entail? Is it just like a
count, maybe?
Like, you just, like, air whip it, you freaking...
Lumos!
You Harry Potter spell, and then that's a shake?
We don't talk about Harry Potter, homeschoolers. He was hiding. He did a hide motion, but you can't see it because we're on audio.
Ah, dang. That was an entire visual bit! Dang it!
But here's the thing, though. Dad did not come up with that one.
Dad did not come up with that one. However, I'm forever thankful for my father for introducing that to me.
I feel like it's 7.
It's pretty good.
That's a good 7.
I don't know if you got this one as much as I got this one, but there were multiple times during lectures from my father where I would either talk back to him or say, this is the dumb thing, or I'd come to Dad and say, this is the dumb thing that I've done, and he would very aggressively, but always justifiably, yell, think at me. Did you ever get this one?
Yeah, probably.
I got, think! Like, he
like, use your brain, you dumb butt. But in a nicer way.
Yeah, but also, like, what a very good one-word lecture from our father of, you know you screwed up when the only thing your parent feels like they need to tell you is, just use your brain.
Yeah, well, the thing is that... I wonder if that'll make the cut. The thing is that you just... You don't realize how stupid you are when you are a teenager. I say this, you teens out there. You're real stupid. Don't do stupid stuff. Think!
Think! No, okay, no joke. I had a conversation. This is not funny, but I want to talk about it. I had a conversation with my friend Nick's dad at a rehearsal dinner for a wedding I was in. And we were talking about how I was like... It's weird, every single day that I live outside of my father's house, and every single day that I'm farther away from being a teenager, the smarter and smarter that I think my dad is, I don't understand how all of a sudden Dad became a very, very smart man.
Just freaking think!
And Dave goes, Nick's realizing that too, he all of a sudden thinks I'm less of an idiot now that he's out of the house.
I don't remember thinking Dad was dumb, but I do remember thinking I was smart, but I wasn't.
See, that's the thing. I never thought Dad was dumb as much as I thought I was smarter than Dad, which I did.
In my brain, I lived that way. In my brain, I didn't think about it that way. Like, my dad was always like, you think you're so smart. I did think I was so smart. He'd be like, you think you're so smart. You think you know more than us. I'd be like, I don't really consider you in the equation because I know that much about life. But I really didn't know that much about anything. Just freaking think.
Think.
7.
7. It's pretty good. All right. Again, this one started... This one, I don't think you were around for as much. But one thing about our father is he doesn't have a lot of issues, I would say. However, one of his biggest issues is our dad's almost practically deaf.
Word.
Thus, is not a big fan of people using any sort of substitution words for swear words, unless they sound completely ridiculous, like gibberish. Thus, Dad is taken to when he stubs his toe or hits his hand with a hammer, which, as much as our dad is very handy, our dad has very, very big fingers and hits his hand with a hammer a lot.
Dude, this is not a beef against Dad. I don't know if you've ever lived life. I do that crap every second of my life. I try to, like, eat a french fry, and I bite my tongue. And what would I say if I were Dad?
Baka! Baka! Baka!
which I've... Okay, so the origin of this one, I think, was my Uncle Paul, was who I used to hear do it all the time.
I have an Uncle Paul too, dog.
Oh, you do? Yeah. My Uncle Paul used to do this all the time. He's baka! And, like, I don't know where that came from, short of it just looking for a euphemism that wasn't close enough to offend people at the Christian school he works at or something. Like, baka!
Baka!
Baka is an 8.
It's very good. And the last one is one... That I had forgotten about, and then when thinking about this, I was like, oh, this is one that I gotta use, and you brought it up earlier today, the height of laziness. We would not do a lot of things or go out of our way to not do anything, and Dad would look at us or yell at us or whatever and say, that is the height of laziness.
Yeah, dude. Which so, like, hold on.
Is exclusive to our father.
So, like, I definitely have never, ever, 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 ever heard any other person say this. I used it once in my adult life. It was made fun of because they'd never heard of this term. It sounded absurd. But here's the thing. I do love this one.
It's a good one.
But also, in the fiction of our historical family canon, I like to pretend that every single time he said it, we were breaking new ground and, like, breaking the previous Guinness World Record for the height of laziness. Like, every time he said it, we were surpassing our previous record. Like, it all started off when I was shoveling the driveway, and my dad did not do this, but this is a bit. I don't want to throw shade at my dad. This part is completely a bit right here. Where, let's say, I was shoveling the driveway, and I sat the shovel down just for a second because my aching back was hurting so bad, and my dad said, come on, son, boy, get that shovel. This is a height of laziness, because I took a break, right? And then the next time, I wake up, and it's 9 o'clock, and I notice that it's a snow day, and my dad sees me still in bed and goes, get up, shovel the driveway, it's a height of laziness. And then...
are they all going to be snow-related?
Yeah, for now. And then the next time, like, Dad's like, hey, I'm out of town, can you mow the lawn? And you go watch a Star Wars movie. And Dad's like, oh, Dad's a height of laziness.
How...
and it just kept escalating.
And it escalates to the point when I think the last thing that we heard about was one time I did not want to go downstairs and get another jug of milk. Well, first of all, we had two fridges and we also would buy milk in like 6 gallons at a time.
One of us freaking children drank way too much milk. And I'm not going to say it's the one who's morbidly obese. I'm not going to say it was that one.
Anyway, I do remember one time, and this is not a bit, because this is an actual thing that happened.
Yeah.
I did leave roughly as much milk to fill maybe half of a teaspoon in the jug, justifying that as being milk in the jug, thus I don't have to go get a new one, sit it back in the...
This breaks the entire canon, because I'm pretty sure me and you both have heard that exact one, like 20 times each.
And then Dad goes to get some milk, and then this is the height of laziness.
This is the height of laziness. Who leaves dishwasher milk in the fridge instead of putting the gallon and jug away and getting a new gallon? I did it with cereal. I did it with chips.
I did it with pepperoni. I did it with sugar.
I did it with jelly.
Did it with bread. If you put two hills back in the bread box, you're just the worst person. Nobody's going to eat that crap.
But really, you should just throw that crap away. This is a height of laziness, dog.
I told Dad, I said, Dad, I quit my job. I'm going to try to talk to people and be funny for a living. He's like, that's the height of laziness. What is this crap?
He's like, don't you want to support a family someday? I'm like, Dad, I am supporting a family. I have two kids and a wife. He's like, and you're doing what to make money? I said, speaking into a microphone and posting on the internet. He said, hike the laziness.
I think we're funny this time.
My dad actually does love us.
And, yeah, and Dad's really proud of, like, this project. He thinks we're actually funny, and he thinks we're hardworking boys. Like, our dad's a really good dad.
No shade at our dad.
Yeah.
Except that the phrase is legit good.
And no, this is a 10.
It's a 10. The height of laziness is a 10 out of 10. OG original dad phrase. And also, it's just so freaking versatile. You can use it so many ways. I've used it for people at work. Where, like, you go to work and... I don't want to, like, throw my work under the bus here. But let's just say that someone doesn't do their job right. And you say, what is it? This is the height of laziness. And somebody goes, what the heck did you just say? Okay. Like, no, of all the lazy things I've seen in this entire world, this has to be the height
on the list.
The height of every lazy thing I've ever seen. This is the height of it.
Dude, real quick.
Yeah.
One last thing I want to rate.
Yeah.
Somebody using vernacular or some, like, a saying that you've never heard before that is slightly ridiculous. For instance, the experience of the first time I heard Dad say, more than you can shake a stick at, or do you smell what I'm stepping in?
Yeah, you smell what I'm stepping in?
Well, because here's the thing. I think, like, when you hear a new one of those and you've never heard it ever in your whole life, it is sometimes some of the funniest things you've ever heard in my whole life. For instance, at work, I told somebody swore, and we're not allowed to swear because we are a walk-in store. And I was like, yo, Alonzo, cheese it with the cussing. And he looked at me and said, cheese it with the what? And, like, the idea of hearing somebody say, just out of the blue, not, I don't even know where that came from. I know other people have heard it before because I asked some people. But the idea of somebody just saying, cheese it with this, as in, hey, don't do that anymore, is a very silly thing. And I imagine Alonzo goes home and laughs about that every day. That his boss, he said, the person in charge of me looked at me and said, cheese it with this.
I give it...
Like, that experience is funny to me.
I give it a 10. Because here's the thing. Language and comedy are very... Weirdly enough, I could hear it when you're rubbing your hat in your microphone. Weird. Here's the thing, though, like...
That's a fart.
Oh, the squeaker. The thing about comedy and language is that it's always shifting. So, like, adopting new phrases into your vernacular, like, comedy vernacular are so good. Like, when you hear someone say, cheese it, or when you're watching Kim Possible and Ron says, that tanks. Or the first time...
Hickabookaboo.
Hoosha. Or, like... Like, just any time you hear some kind of weird thing that you can, like, reference...
Pip, doodly-doo.
Anytime you hear some dumb thing that you can reference or reuse, or, like, I'm just trying to think of it. Like, the first thing you're like, I'm gonna go medieval on that dude. Like...
I've heard it both ways.
You've gotta, like, reuse that stuff. You gotta ingest it and expand your vocabulary. It is. I use it.
This reeks so bad I can't take it.
Yeah, like, anytime you hear someone say something weird and it's clear that they've said it multiple times, like, it's a repeat phrase for them, you have to ingest that into your own... And some... Don't plagiarize. Give credit where credit's due. You have to be like, Hickabickaboo, TMTM.
TMTM.
Hoosha, TMTM. And then if somebody says, dude, that's a good, we say, sorry. It was from Kim Possible.
I'm sorry, it's from my good... Oh, what are the brothers' names? I was going to say it's from my good friends and then name them, but I don't remember. Jim and Tim.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I wish I could remember it,
Jim and Tim.
Once you lose sleep for 2.5 years, you can't remember your own children's names, much less two fake children's
names. Much less Kim Possible's kid brothers.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing. This is going to be the end of this episode for real, but we do now have a new thing that people can do to support us.
We do.
It's called t-shirts, and you can't see us right now, but my brother and I both match.
Okay, real quick, I'm also, one last thing we're going to rate. Do you remember when we went to see this show called The Red Tour, and then literally for the next... roughly 6 months, every single time we hung out with each other, whether we knew we were going to see each other or not, just happened to wear our Taylor Swift shirts on the same day, and they were the same Taylor Swift shirts, to where we hung out, and we just happened to always have that shirt on, unplanned, even if we didn't plan on seeing each other, whatever, we just always had that shirt on.
It was wonderful.
It was a very good thing.
The fact that we always wore our Taylor Swift shirts whenever we saw each other? 10.
10.
But the thing is... We've found cooler shirts than that. I love
the I now have a new favorite shirt.
I love Taylor Swift. I do.
I had a favorite shirt since 2012 that I've owned that long, and now all of a sudden, 2018, I have a new favorite shirt.
It says Whack Matters, and it has the Whack Matters logo, and it also says Whack Matters on the back, and it looks fly.
This is the most stylish I think I've ever been in my whole life.
And you can also do this, if you go to whackmatters.storyinfeed.com or just check out the merch link on our whackmatters.com page, you too can buy a Whack Matters t-shirt. We've already sold one of them, and I also bought one for my dad for his birthday, because I love my dad, and he loves me and this podcast so much that I bought him one of these things. And if you want to buy a t-shirt, it helps us. It gives us money, and you can also wear a cool t-shirt. We're going to be working on hats soon. Is my next goal, I think. But then also, you might take some fun rides into that experience. But,
yeah, I want to look into it. I think it'll be fun.
But here's the thing. You can check out that stuff. We got a merch page, and we could be adding to the merch page over time. But also, there's just a donate button if you don't want a shirt. And you just want to give us a little tiny bit of money. There's a donate button, and that would be grateful. And it does help us fund this project, because we have spent hundreds of dollars this year already on stuff. And we did quit our jobs. And I do have a son to feed.
And I am so very hungry.
And I'm so hungry, guys. I'm hungry for laughter. I'm hungry for...
Hungry for that success, that W.
Yeah.
In life. That life W.
The F is for food, which is what I need in Wheezy F Baby. What do you... Hold on, do it again. And then, I'm talking about a reference like literally no one will get. And,
oh, dude, what do you mean a reference? We literally referenced the Sleep No, I Never Get Enough song earlier. And then I wanted to call it, be like, nobody's gonna laugh at that joke except for us.
I thought it was really
funny. We thought it was funny. Nobody's gonna get it except for our sister.
I did a cover of that song.
You did do a cover of that song on SoundCloud.
It's real silly.
It's good.
It's real silly.
Sleep No, I Never Get Enough.
But the thing is, we were talking about buying our stuff.
Yeah, you please can do that. Spend money on us.
If you like the show. If you don't like the show, please don't. But also, we...
If you like us as people, though. Like, if you don't like the show necessarily, we're like, hey, that's a cool dude. You can still give us money for that.
Or you just think that, like, we're attractive. Not me, the fatter one, but the smaller one who's single. Him.
Who wants to give me money for being attractive? Sure, I'll take that.
That's how celebrities work. That's how Kim Kardashian got rich.
That is actually exclusively how Kim Kardashian got rich.
Yeah, dog. Not for being talented. But the... I mean, people have different talents. We have to probably cut that part. But I didn't have to say it. Try to get back on track here. So we're a podcast. If you rate us on iTunes, that helps us a ton, and it could help us get sponsors in the future. So if you like to use iTunes as your podcast catcher, and you could rate us 5 stars preferably if you think we're good. And if you don't think we're good, please just don't rate us. That actually
hurts us a lot.
That hurts us a lot. Like, like personally though. Like
I cry over every 1 star review we get.
I cut mentally. It hurts me. It hurts me if you do that. So give us 5 stars. Here's the thing. I don't know if I told you this, but we actually split the show up so that if you are a type of person that doesn't like both of the shows or the other shows that are coming potentially on this network, right now, if you subscribe to the Whack Matters RSS feed, it shows every single one of our shows. I've actually broken it up into 2 different RSS feeds for now, potentially more in the future, where there's actually 1 specific feed just for Life's What You Rate It, and there's another specific feed for my other show called The Music Matters. And that's a show that I do with my friend, and he's also doing some solo content as well for individualized things. Like, he did a recent episode for, like, cool albums to check out this week, and he'll probably do that weekly. So like look forward to that stuff, but there's also a separate RSS feed for that, for those people that don't care about that stuff. And if we add more shows in the future and you don't want to listen to all of them, we're going to be breaking those out, which means I made new logos, which means potentially new t-shirts if you like those shows.
Also, I'm going to do a thing where I'm going to listen to every episode we have and take out any one-liners we have and pitch the idea around to a few people. And you, and bounce off the ideas to see if any of these one-liners are funny enough to put on a t-shirt.
That'd be good. In my brain, I thought the 8 sports one
was
a pretty good t-shirt idea. Yes. Just, there are 8 sports, and then it was the 8 that we listed.
That you listed, which were very good.
And then we completely got wrong.
I promptly forgot every single thing you said.
But, this is true. What was that?
I hearing myself in real life and in the head, I don't like it.
Laggy?
Oh. Whoa. It just really, it's like a little bit. It's but super
it's
weird.
Louder outside the headphones. Yeah. Than it is. This is trippy.
Yeah, dude.
I wish you could experience this, people. Maybe if you give us enough money, if you donate $100 to this show, you can be on it. I'll say it right now. You can be on the show. Sure. We have another microphone. You donate $100 to Whack Matters. On our donation page, first of all, we will give you a hug, each of us, and then also you can be on an episode. And if it's not funny, you'll know it, and we won't post it. But if it is funny, then of course we'll post it, and you'll get rich like we are.
What a good sentence you said.
Thanks for listening to Life's What You Rate It, episode
5.
And, like I said, you can find us on iTunes, give us ratings. Do you have another show that you like to talk about sometimes?
Yeah, we've been out of commission for a minute, but we're gonna get back on track as soon as we can figure out our lives. However, I do a podcast that is about stories and ideas with a friend of mine, Ian, and it's posted on YouTube under the Imagination Warehouse, and that podcast is also called Let Me Pitch This to You.
It's on Podbean now. You can actually RSS subscribe to the audio.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. The concept of it's really good. I had to rephrase that. Sometimes the quality dips.
There's some cool stuff in there. It's a brainstorm podcast, so it is what it is, depending on
how good our brainstorm was that week.
So, I mean, we brainstormed two other episodes of this podcast that never got posted because they sucked.
We posted one of them.
Abysmal. We did post one of them, but it sucked and it was abysmal.
It's funny because our sister was talking about how she talked about how funny she thought we were and how we made a very good podcast, and she talked her coworkers into listening, and then we released episode 4 and they were like, it's fine.
She's like, no,
they're funnier than this, I promise.
I was hungry for laughter and I legit felt so bad for last week's episode.
Yeah, no, I felt like I was legitimately sad.
I cried real tears because we finished and I wrapped up and I said, there's absolutely no way. We got a lot of friends to like our page after that last episode. And look what we did. We crapped in their cereal.
But this one's good.
We peed in their Wheaties.
We peed in their ear and we told them it was warm rain.
And we lied to them about this being a comedy podcast. I walked into somebody the other day. Not literally, but I did walk.
Michael walked
near
right,
someone.
No, Michael walked right said, into a person and said, "Oh, sorry, excuse
they said,
me."
What's
and
your
then
t-shirt?
Walked up to another person.
They said, "What's your t-shirt?" Because I don't ever take this thing off anymore. I'm now never nude because I wear this shirt. And they said, "What's this t-shirt?" And I said, "It's my comedy podcast." And I said, "Do you think you're funny?" And I said, "Not after last week, but we can redeem."
This is a good one, I think.
I'm hungry, and you can be too. Thanks for listening. Got a dumb joke?
Hey, yeah, Michael, why did the cookie go to the doctor?
Why?
He's feeling a little crummy.
Didn't we use that one? Are you sure?
I know, I used Julius Sneezer last time.
Are you sure we didn't use crummy?
I don't think I used crummy.
Oh, let's do take two just in case. You got another one?
Hey, Michael, how do you make time fly?
How?
Throw a clock out the window.
Alright, there we go.